Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
I Don't Get It Podcast.
What's up, guys? Welcome to the I Don't Get It Podcast. This is Naz from California.
This is Lauren from Washington, D.C.
This is Ashley. I'm next to her.
Oh, my God. This is so funny.
So, guys, we were just talking about how I've been slaying the intermittent fasting during this quarantine. So, you know what an intermittent fasting is?
Yeah.
It's when like, you only eat, like, you eat a certain number of hours through the day.
And, yeah, but like, is it because you're sleeping until, like, one?
Yeah, exactly. So, like, what's happening is, so, like, I think, like, the minimum for an intermittent fast is, like, going 16 hours. So, like, that's always my goal. 16 hours of not eating. So, basically, I go to bed at 2:30 a.m.
Oh, my God.
Then I wake up around 2:30 p.m.
Yo, you're wild.
Like at 12:30, and then I have coffee at like 1, and then it's able to get me to like 4 o'clock. So then I eat my first meal at 4, and then I really only eat one. Okay, no, so I'll have a snack at 4, and then a meal at 7, and then like dessert by 9. So the only eating hours I have are between 4 and 9 p.m. And then I go to bed pretty, you know, on the verge of getting hungry. And then I fall asleep and I don't eat. It's amazing.
And all those hours that you're sleeping, you're like burning calories too.
You're burning like twice as much when you're in like REM sleep. So.
I have been so like, I've been waking up with the flattest stomachs.
Oh,
like,
I hate you.
I have like no bloat because of all the sleep, I've been able to go so long without eating.
Now, let me tell you this. I have been sleeping next to Hunter for the past however many days. I've been holding in my farts.
Oh, my God.
And doing new relationship eating, a.k.a. I'm fat and holding in my farts, so I'm waking up with a bloated belly.
Lauren, why don't you just sleep at home?
Listen, I'm telling you guys, like, I feel like this quarantine's going to go one of two ways for people. You're either going to gain weight or lose weight. No one's staying the same.
No one is going to stay the same.
I was just telling the girls, I have a trainer and nutritionist now, but I've been doing this since before quarantine.
Yeah.
Since like
yeah.
February, and I lost 12 pounds, and I'm just, I think I'm going to come out of this looking like Emrata.
Did you take,
I'm so happy. Did you take
before pictures?
I didn't.
Of course she has before pictures.
No, I mean, like, you know, where you're standing same underwear and you're going to take the same underwear pictures in like 3 months.
No, I haven't. I mean, I did after I lost 7 pounds. So I don't have it from the very beginning. But I think it's because I don't know how you guys feel about this, but I think it's like. I feel so mean saying this, but you know, when there's people that are just like tracking their weight loss and like, that's all their Instagram is. I vowed to myself that I would never, like, if I did it, I would do it in silence. Like, I'm only sharing it with you guys and obviously the whole podcast now.
Well, word.
But I'm not going to, like, you know what I mean? Like, post me like doing like tricep whatever's and like,
yeah.
You know,
please don't. That's not the content we need right
I'm
now.
Glad it's that that's disgusting. What you, I'm glad I hate that's it. What you vowed.
Now, are you losing it? Where are you losing it from in your body?
Okay, so that is what's so annoying is that you cannot control where you lose weight on your body, no matter how much you work out. So I'm working out 3 times a week. My arms are so much better. You guys know I always like hated my arms.
Oh, very good.
So they're not as like flabby and they're getting really toned. And my stomach a little, but my stomach and thighs are definitely the last place to lose weight. So I haven't seen much of a difference there. But
okay,
I'm like, well,
you're motivating me because I cannot come out of this bigger than I went in.
Oh my, Lauren, you're not big.
Lauren, you're so wacky. You're stop wacky. It. That's really bad. You're putting a bad body image out.
We need Christina back on the pod.
Okay, sorry. I just want to be like hot and ready for bikini snatch.
Yeah, I'm trying to come out of this looking like a swan.
Christina actually posted about bikini season today. She said,
what'd she say?
You guys remember my friend Christina Zias. I call her Christina Zias, even though that's not how you pronounce her last name. She said, I see, what are you, Lauren's checking in for school right now. So Christina said on Instagram, I see these memes about summer body 2019 versus 2020. And while a lot of them are funny, they're also all incredibly judgmental. I want to remind you that you do not need to have a six pack to feel confident in a bikini or to be healthy or to have a summer body. And I think that's the message I want to leave this conversation out on.
Yeah.
Okay,
I think,
fine.
No, it's 100% true and it's right. I'm just doing this because I turned 30 this year. I actually turned 30 tomorrow. I'll be celebrating alone in my room, even though I had like a massive extravaganza party I was throwing that will now be postponed. But I was only doing it because I was like, I'm 30, you know, I've always wanted to lose these last like 15 or so pounds and I've just never done it. So that's why I'm doing it. But I love that, Ashley. I agree.
Okay. You know what? I know a couple of weeks ago we were talking about Brad Pitt and how I don't know if you agreed with me, but how Lauren and I were just getting Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't understand how you guys didn't always get Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
What is Gergie's, that? Are you scratching
that's
yourself?
Gergie. Oh. Gergie won't stop digging on the comforter.
He's gonna get comfy soon. Hold on. There he goes. He's comfy.
Okay. So I've never understood Brad Pitt more. I get Brad Pitt maybe more than anything else in this world.
Because of what movie?
Because of watching Legends of the Fall. So you guys, you should probably go watch Legends of the Fall. You honestly don't have to pay attention to the plot line. You can mute it. Well, the music's beautiful, so maybe don't mute it. But you don't even have to follow it. You can like read or whatever. But every time... every time Brad Pitt's face comes up, they like make it the most dramatic thing ever.
It's like a romance novel.
It's a romance novel to Brad Pitt's face.
And I wasn't sure what Ashley was saying because I was like, obviously Brad Pitt's hot, like, you know, in everything he does. And then she sent me three photos.
Oh, you did?
I sent her gifts.
Oh my Jesus. I like 100% agree. He's unreal.
He's actually unreal. Like it's a painting, and it's the only thing that I've really ever seen that may rival like Leo in Titanic. Like as far as like artistry of the face, artistry.
Lauren, what do you think?
My thoughts about Legends of the Fall, Brad Pitt.
Yeah, Legends of the Fall, Brad Pitt.
I mean, it's a joke. It doesn't seem to be good for the human race. I think it's evil, quite honestly. And I couldn't finish the movie.
When my mom, she used to always talk about this movie. Like, whenever Lauren and I'd be like, yeah, Brad Pitt, like, he's nice looking.
There is no point to this fucking movie other than putting his face on there. There would be no movie without his face.
No, because they, like, took the shittiest script that Hollywood has ever had. And then they're like, we're going to make it. And the director was like, I'm going to make this movie not about anything other than Brad Pitt's face. And then I'm going to put amazing James Horner music behind his face, and it's going to be the most dramatic thing women have ever seen.
Yeah, the music swells,
yeah,
and then his face appears, and yeah, then the music swells, and then you see him like riding a horse. It's so funny.
And it's like every Brad Pitt you've ever wanted. He's like has long hair and clean. He's long hair and clean, and then
an open shirt.
And then he like evolves throughout the movie to be like a more butch, a little bit more rough around the edges, Brad Pitt. And what
kind of like at the end of The Notebook where
Ryan
Gosling has a beard.
Yeah, totally.
Oh my god.
So then now I know what my mom's been talking about for like the past 20 years.
But it's awkward watching it with your significant other.
Yeah, I know. Like I know.
Why? So were Jared and Hunter like, what the fuck?
Well, Hunter asked me to give him highlights afterwards.
No. No, he did not.
Yes.
Wait,
yes, ever what? So that subtle is, highlights.
That is yeah, not what I thought that was going to come out of your mouth.
Me either. Me either. I thought he was going to ask you to perform a sexual act and you were going to be like, no, thank you.
Oh, no.
Did you give him highlights?
I'm going to do it sometime this week.
All right. Okay, well, so then Jared and I have been arguing ever since it because... Jared thinks that Brad Pitt is hotter in Fight Club,
And there's just, it's actually not a competition. There's just, it's no, that's just a firm no. And yesterday we got on Instagram Live and I even told girls, I was like, look, I'm sure most of you have seen Fight Club, but most of you probably haven't seen Legends of the Fall. So I know what this poll is going to turn out to be. And thinking that all the girls are going to say Fight Club just because they never seen Legends of the Fall. And then I got, I'm telling you guys, 100 responses that girls preferred Legends of the Fall than to the one girl in the entire 1,000 watchers said Fight Club.
No. Brad Pitt on a horse over punching someone in the face anyway.
Exactly. It's obviously you want to see that.
If there's ever been a time to treat the healthcare worker in your life, it is now. And a great gift idea is Figs. So Figs are scrubs that are packed with tons of features and functionality. They have created their own fabric that's antimicrobial, anti-wrinkle, moisture wicking, full of stretch, and ridiculously soft. So much better than what they have at the hospital for them. They also have pockets, tons of pockets, like over 10 pockets for some of them, which is really cool and very useful with them. Very useful for them when they have like their stethoscopes, pens, lights, scissors, drugs, snacks, sanitizer, all that stuff. Carrying around with them all day long. And actually, these are crazy facts. A nurse walks about 5 miles per shift, and a doctor can work up to 80 hours per week. And all of them should be doing it in a very comfortable way, especially with all the stress that they're under these days. So go look into Figs. You can get them at wearfigs.com. That is WEARFIGS.com, wearfigs.com. And you can get 15% off for a limited time. It's with our code, which is GETIT15. Get it 15 at checkout. Again, they have so many comfortable, good-looking pairs of scrubs, from the classic V-neck tank top, from the classic V-neck tops to straight leg pants. It's more fashion-forward than your average scrubs, and a heck ton more flattering and comfortable. So wearfigs.com and use the code GETIT15 at checkout for 15% off.
You know, being at home like all this time has also got me thinking. I have a couple celebrity personal opinion updates. Okay. So I love Reese Witherspoon now. I decided.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think she really turned. I think ever since Big Little Lies and everything she's like produced, you know, like her company with like Morning Show, and just now she's in Little Fires Everywhere. I'm like, she is so badass. Like, I fucking love her.
Okay, she's great. Very under the radar badass. She like, really, businesswoman.
Yeah, she's the fucking shit. And I think, Ashley, I think I would pick Matthew McConaughey over Milo Ventimiglia.
Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
I think Milo is always my number one. But now, I don't have been thinking about Matthew McConaughey a lot.
I've just been thinking about Matthew McConaughey being president of the United States a lot. Yeah, I'm serious. I just think that he could really bring world peace.
I think so too.
Did you watch his Instagram video last week about talking about the state of the world?
Yeah.
He was just like, he like said it the way like we all need to hear about it.
He's so fucking hot.
While watching him, he's just as attractive to men as is to women.
100%. I mean, I would close his eyes if he was on Love is Blind. Like, he would still be would still be as hot as he is on Love is Blind as he is looking at him.
You're right.
It's true.
And then he looked just like you imagined.
Exactly. All right, guys. So basically, we decided to do a fan Q&A episode this episode because we just haven't really done that in a while. Have we ever done that?
I don't think we've ever done it, really.
I mean, I guess we kind of did it when we did the live.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, you guys submitted a bunch of questions, some for all of us, some for just some of us, and some that are Bachelor related. Where do you guys think we should start?
Let's do for all first, maybe.
Yeah, the for all questions.
Okay, so the first question is, what top three things are you spending your time doing during this crazy world we're currently living in? And what do you miss doing eating the most?
Eating the most?
Top three things I'm doing, you guys are gonna roll your eyes, is meditating, journaling, and working out. So fucking boring. I think this is a great time for us to look inward and outward, you know, and help our community. I've been trying to help the elderly in our community, and I don't really miss eating anything because I'm like kind of on a diet.
No, so I'm glad that you're helping the community. I'm glad that you're doing the delivery for the elderly. That's very, very sweet. I have not been meditating or journaling. I think I like my daily walks with Jared.
Aww.
Even though he's a paranoid human.
What do you miss most?
And then I love spending time with our mom and dad, but I kind of miss the simplicity that is living with just one person.
Yeah.
Like Jared and I deciding what we want for dinner together and like just deciding like our regular like nighttime routine together. It's not like, what does everyone want to eat? What does everyone want to watch? Yeah. It's just like, just the two of us.
Yeah, that's interesting because you're like married now and you're sort of like, you guys have stayed with your parents married before, but like this is a long time.
Yeah. And it's not like we're like every daily, like a lot of times like we'll be like, oh, we'll go out to dinner here. We'll go out to dinner there. We'll hang out with those friends tonight, you know? But this is like every night, it's like the same question. What are we going to eat? What are we going to watch?
Right.
Right, what we're gonna watch. That's so true.
I know. I hate when I like call friends now to catch up. Like I feel like I would always have an excuse to get off the phone. Like, all right, I gotta run or I gotta do this. And now I'm like, all right, bye.
Bye. I gotta go walk over to my bathroom. That's funny. What I'm currently doing, three things. Sleeping.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten really good sleep. Really good sleeps.
I've been watching Hunters. They're the Hunters on Amazon.
Do you like that?
Oh, you've been watching that show?
Yeah, I'm almost done. I think I have like two episodes left. It's very good.
It is
very
really good. Al Pacino.
It's our nighttime show. So good. I have been... Fuck. I don't know.
I'm going to throw this out there. Jared's been a hard quarantine partner just because he doesn't watch shows, you know?
Yeah.
He's been a hardcore what?
He's a hard quarantine partner since he doesn't like television shows.
I know. It's so bizarre.
You got to press next on something. Next. Like, you got to have a show.
But there's so much to watch. Like, I started The Sopranos. I've never seen The Sopranos.
Oh, genius.
Arguably the greatest TV show ever made. It's like, Jared would love that, I feel like.
I would think so.
The Wire. Every guy loves The Wire.
Right.
Or even Breaking Bad. We've never seen Breaking Bad.
Oh, my God. Breaking Bad's unreal.
Yeah. Wait. So we should just do that. And it's just like, he says he'll check out by episode 3.
No, you will not.
No, you will not. Not on the three shows we just mentioned. 100% you will not. Did you guys ever watch Tiger King, like I told you, on Netflix?
No. You literally texted me that yesterday. What am I supposed to do? You texted me that at midnight.
Oh, it's midnight over there. I was going to say, I feel like I texted you that like earlier.
I'll watch it tonight. I'll watch that tonight.
You guys, it's
six episodes?
It's seven. I'm going to watch the last one tonight. I've been trying to pace myself. I almost stayed up all night to binge through it. It's so fucking crazy. There's so many twists and turns.
Is it as good as the Don't Fuck with Cats? Because I actually was thinking about watching that with my mom again, because I think she would actually find that really entertaining.
So I never saw Don't Fuck with Cats because everyone said the videos are so disturbing.
Yeah, it's just the first episode that you really got to get through. And then you just
first episode,
pop the guy.
Super scary.
But Tiger King is just such a crazy story. It's almost unbelievable that it's just about people. I don't want to give anything away, but it's about people that own tigers that are like in this feud, and there's a couple murders that are incorporated or involved in the story. But it's also hilarious. Like, there's parts where you guys are just gonna like die laughing. Like, the characters are crazy. Of course, it's like half of it's coming out of Florida too, so you
that's
know,
Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
Okay, so next part of that question is, what things do you get during this time? Food, restaurants, okay, shows, places of travel.
No, just things you get in general, I think.
Oh, things we do get rather than don't get. I understand the question. Okay.
You guys, there's favorite alcoholic drink on here, and truly, you guys need to try the new Chris Harrison drink from Seagram's. It's the best.
It's actually really good.
It's like a rosé. It's tropical rosé. Yeah. It is. It tastes like a very mild Sex on the Beach. It's so, it's so good.
I'm really in a spiked seltzer right now.
That's no, see, this is going to make you say goodbye to spiked seltzer because this is like life changing.
It's delicious. Like better.
I'm really into spicy as fuck Bloody Marys.
Yeah. I like having Bloody Marys as meals. I had this one drink in New York. It changed my life. I like wish I knew what it was called. But this guy put matcha in my alcohol. He put like matcha powder in it. And I swear I thought I was just drinking like a matcha tea. And I got so drunk off three of them because I didn't think I was like drinking. You know what I mean? Okay. Like I thought it was like a morning beverage.
Morning beverage.
A morning beverage.
Somebody said your favorite shows from the early 2000s. Something that I really wish that Disney Plus would put on would be Growing Pains, which I know wasn't early 2000s. And then again, Dinosaurs, which wasn't early 2000s, but I would like to watch those.
I think Dinosaurs is on Disney Plus.
Oh, really?
Was Growing Pains a Disney show?
Yeah, was they always had Disney? It re-aired.
Well, I don't know, but they always had it aired on ABC. I mean, on Disney. And it was an ABC show, just like Boy Meets World was an ABC show that they ended up...
They Growing Pains on Disney. This was Nickelodeon.
No, Growing Pains was always on Disney.
TV. Are you sure?
Yeah, I'm 1,000%.
Okay. All right, I believe you then, if you're 1,000.
Little Leo, when we used to were in love with Little Leo.
I remember, you're right. Okay. All right, well, everyone knows that I'm a homebody, and I rarely buy groceries, and I order... I order every single meal to my house and I use DoorDash and it has a shit ton of restaurants on there, whether I'm feeling like ramen or pizza, Chinese, a burger, they have it. And DoorDash brings all of America's flavors to your door. Ordering is super easy and the way you can track your order is one of the best I've seen on all the delivery apps that I've tried. So you open your DoorDash app, choose what you want to eat, and your food will be delivered to you wherever you are. Not only is your favorite pizza joint already on DoorDash, but there are over 310,000 restaurant partners in 4,000 cities. So you might as well find a new favorite too. With door-to-door delivery in all 50 U.S. states, Puerto Rico, Canada, and Australia, you can order from your local go-tos or choose one of your favorite national restaurants like the amazing, fabulous Cheesecake Factory, Chick-fil-A, Wendy's, and Chipotle. With DoorDash, you'll never have to worry about your next meal. So right now, listen up, guys, if you want to save on your next order. Our listeners get $5 off their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter the code Get It, G-E-T-I-T. That's $5 off your first order when you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter the code Get It. Don't forget, that's code Get It, G-E-T-I-T, for $5 off your first order with DoorDash. Thoughts on the leak of the full Kanye Taylor phone call?
Okay, I have a lot of thoughts on that.
I have so many thoughts.
Ness, are you with me? It doesn't change anything because Taylor has already made it clear that what was missing from that tape, what was never addressed, was the line, I made that bitch famous. That was the line that she had an issue with. So all this did was release more blah, blah, blah about the other line that she says that she never had an issue with.
Yeah, but this video is huge because for the past 4 years, her and her team have been put through hell. She has literally gotten so many haters. And you guys know.
Yeah, but this video was the exact same video as the other time.
No,
basically.
No. The video that we got was an edited version from Kim on her Snapchat.
Sure, but it still clarifies that Taylor,
the Kim video basically just was edited to show us that Taylor agreed to a line. But Taylor was then like, why don't you guys release the whole video? Because I agreed to a different line. She never wanted to be called a bitch. And if you watch the entire video, and you guys know I love Kanye and Taylor equally, I cannot even be on Kanye and Kim's side on this. And I think that they should apologize because you can hear how uncomfortable she is in the video. And he even says, I think the line that he said that he was going to put in there was about him and her having sex. And she's like, okay, well, let me think about it. She never
Did
agrees
she say,
to
let
anything
me think about it.
She goes, the last thing, hold on, Ash. The last thing is that before he's like trying to pump her up and he's like, you know, like a lot of my friends think this line's really good. And she's like, well, is it mean? And she's like, are you going to call me a bitch? And he's like, no. And then the line was him basically calling her a bitch. That's so crazy.
She didn't say, are you going to call me a bitch? But of course I'm Team Taylor in this all the way. There's like, there's no art. Like Kanye and Kim just like really fucked up here. It's like, there's nothing. There's just nothing okay about it. But like, it still doesn't. The whole issue is that they never asked her about that bitch line in the first tape. And now this tape, 4 years later, they still don't ask her about the bitch line.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, it's like, you know what I, they never asked her about it. Yeah, I think I'm just happy like, because
Kim and Kanye, you get it? Use the fact that you didn't ask her about that line. That's what she's so pissed about.
Wait, yeah. I have a couple questions because I haven't heard it. I don't know what's up. But who released it?
We don't even know who released it.
We don't know, but I think that someone on like Kanye's camp or something was obviously filming him, you know, when they were recording the song.
And they did it.
I don't know.
Taylor never had access to this recording.
No.
No, because they recorded it.
If she had it, she would have released it. Okay, got it.
Yeah, that's another thing is that I think they illegally recorded her. Right? Yeah. If it's in California. Right.
Yeah, I think that they probably figure. I feel like Kim and Kanye probably figured that she had an issue with the sex line after agreeing to it, not the I made that bitch famous line. So then they were like, look, she was okay with that line. And then Taylor was like, no, that's not the line I was okay with. I wasn't okay with.
So I thought that too. But then I read that Kim was actually uncomfortable with the sex line because she's Kanye's husband.
So
So maybe that's why they changed it.
So, but they didn't. It's just, I still think Taylor and I may have still have sex instead of now. Lots to say, lots of passion about this topic. When I watch these new release videos, what made me feel the weirdest is that Kanye says, this is the quote, Lauren.
Yeah.
He goes, I think Taylor still owes me sex. And I go, excuse me, that is repulsive. Taylor, of course, sounded uncomfortable. The Taylor that we know today as a 30-year-old would never think that was okay.
Owes me sex.
So then, of course, he changed the line to, I still think we may have sex, which is 1,000% better. But this conversation had nothing to do with the changing of that lyric. I just couldn't believe that she wasn't so repulsed by the owes sex line. And I know that today that there's no way that she would ever like even not put her foot down in that moment. It just shows sure like, so internally, much maturity.
Sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, I just feel like Taylor today would have been like, heck no, I don't owe you sex. Don't put that in there. A lot of people responded to my tweets about that, saying that like it's that's like a creative thing. That's like a rap line. There's like nothing. That's like not the worst thing because like it's artistic creativity. And I was like, I don't know.
I just think obviously, you know, Taylor's a nice person. So she's not going to be like, fuck off. Don't say this. Especially she obviously had like a weird relationship with him to start from the 2009 VMA. So I don't know.
Yeah.
But yes, you're absolutely right. Taylor today, especially after watching Miss Americana on Netflix, would literally have been like, no.
Yeah.
It's just, it makes me feel icky, but I'm happy that she actually came out and said, I think today, an hour ago, said that the video proves that she got framed.
Well, I wish that there was like, I know that just like on the devil's advocate side of Kim and Kanye.
Yeah.
I just wish that there was her like Kanye dialing and then hanging up the phone. So we saw the extended conversation that we're like, nothing could possibly still be missing.
Right. Right.
You know, like I believe Taylor 100%, but like if this was the court of law, I'd be like, this still doesn't mean anything. Cause I need to see like it uncut from phone picking up to phone dropping off.
Yeah. It's crazy. But I do feel like if they apologize, imagine if Kim and Kanye apologized during this pandemic, I feel like the world would really come together.
I think that
like think about it.
Would it look worse for them to just keep playing along, being like, we didn't do anything, or would it look worse to not apologize at this point, you know?
I think people would appreciate them apologizing.
Yeah, I think like it's 2020, you know, it's like there's video of it.
You can't be mad at someone for apologizing. Right. Okay, so our next question is, has your friendship changed over the years, the three of you? If so, how?
I don't think so.
Well, I guess like the only thing is Naz and I used to spend a lot more time together in the same room because we were single and we'd always talk about being single and they'd talk about horrible dates and stuff. And then when I guess I got with Jared, I probably saw Naz a little bit less. And is that correct, Naz?
Yeah, yeah. I feel like that's like obviously like life changes, you know? Yeah. So I feel like I don't see you guys as much. And then whenever Lauren has a boyfriend, I never see her as much.
Same.
So you've never seen me.
But I will say like the physiology, I don't know if that's the correct word, of the friendship has not changed.
The physicality.
Is it physicality if it's not like physical? It's like the chemistry of the friendship has never changed.
I thought you were saying despite the physicality, chemistry is still there. Yes,
exactly. Yes, yeah. I don't see you guys as much. It makes me sad, but I'm also happy you guys are happy, you know?
Oh my God. Should we talk about what we're going to plan on doing with you now?
Maybe. Are we really going to do this though?
Naz, I think we're really going to do this. So this is my proposal to Naz. I'll explain it here on air. I think we do a Love is Blind, but it's not blind on the guy's behalf, because in order to like set this up in a way that it's like a part of the podcast, a part of my social media, people need to know like this is Naz. People will know this is Naz. So you guys, what if I set up Naz with one public date via Instagram Live, I think is how I would do it.
No, I would have to date them live.
Yeah. What if like I set you up for like an hour date where you Instagram live?
An hour's a long time.
An hour's okay, so fine. Long, Ashley. That's
okay,
so
fine,
awkward.
Fine.
15 minutes.
15 minute date?
Yeah.
15 minutes sounds good.
So I'll set you up maybe like this week with three different guys, and then we'll stream it on my Instagram live, and then
how would we do it through your Instagram, though?
Through people?
Oh, wait. This is a being... Well, Naz, what I would do is probably take footage of you talking to them on the phone. Like, do you know what I mean?
Guys, we can do this a different way. There's all these new streaming services out there where you can broadcast your life.
And
we
I get
can
it.
Have Ashley be the Chris Harrison facilitating.
Listen, I get that, Lauren, but people don't roll over to a different app.
But they will.
No, they won't. We want this to go more viral. We want this to become a real thing. So we should just, you know, I should take video of Naz at her apartment on the phone with some guy.
How the fuck are you going to do that?
With this. I'm holding up my phone, guys.
You're going to hold it up.
Yeah, wait, you mean me record myself?
No, I'm going to record you.
How are you going to be there?
FaceTime.
How are you recording me? Oh, my God.
FaceTime.
How many women does it take to...
I will record you FaceTiming somebody else via FaceTime.
We'll figure it out.
No,
guys. Don't worry,
Ashley, I know we could do. So guys, I just downloaded Zoom because I'm now going to be doing virtual Heartbroken Anonymous meetings starting this week. So sign up for our newsletter, shameless plug, because I might be doing them once a week if it works out. Anyways, what if Ashley, I Zoomed you? And then the guy, that's so awkward though, but that's so awkward. Your face is just there.
Just say subscribe to this Zoom.
I'm telling you, it's been hard enough for us to get TikTok followers. The Zoom isn't gonna work.
You sound like an old lady.
I know.
Listen, what I should do is get Naz to dial the guy on her end, and then Naz and I will do one of those dual Instagram lives where I'll be like administrating and you know the administrator, and then she'll be on the phone with another guy. People get to watch the date.
Okay. Well. Either way,
I think that makes sense. Ashley Instagram lives me, and I'm on speaker with the guy.
Exactly.
Right?
Now, yes. So here's the way that I think this show will work. Okay, great. Okay. So, Naz, I think we have three separate dates for you each week. And then...
So I don't have to see them, right, Ash? Like, I don't have to put makeup on?
No.
Oh, amazing.
That's where the blind part comes in, where you get to, like, truly pick a guy for who you like the most over the next month. So Lauren and I are going to do our research to pick out three great guys a week.
What if we started one guy a week?
No. So this is the thing. You do three 15-minute dates a week. And then you pick one guy that week that you want to roll over to the next week.
Oh, wow. This is like cell phone minutes.
Yeah. So then the next week you'll have your favorite guy from week one plus two new guys. And then from that week, at the end of the week, you decide which one you're
going to... It's a bracket.
So, wait, guys, I'm so excited, but I'm scared because, yeah, but I'm scared because I feel like lately the guys that you guys have been trying to set me up with, like, are my type.
Well, you won't know until you blind date them.
I know, but I guess this is good for me. Like, I should love someone for their soul.
Listen, Naz, after your, you know, whoever we want, your Aiden, because he wasn't big, but he was, you know, the guy that you created Heartbroken Anonymous for, like, once you loved him, I truly believe that Naz Perez of anyone.
You're so mean. Oh my God, that's so mean.
No, but it's true.
Yeah.
So if you,
you'll
like,
be fine.
You'll be fine. I'm not going to set you up with an ogre. I'm gonna, they're all going to be attractive guys. It's going to be like Love is Blind, where they're all attractive.
Okay, I'm just saying, you know, if he has a man bun and is a little spiritual, I'd be into it.
Great, a spiritual man bun coming your way. I can't wait to... So should we put out, like, a probe for Instagram and be like, we're looking for eligible bachelors to participate in a...
Instagram Live Bachelorette. This is hilarious.
Yes, yes. So I'm going to, like...
Don't use that name, though, Ashley.
No.
Okay. Oh, no. Okay.
The Nazler.
What did they call it on Unreal?
It's called the suitor.
I never saw Unreal.
I'm going to call it the sutress.
The sutress.
Okay, we'll come up with a good name. We'll come up with a good name.
Okay.
Okay, guys, let's be real. How you see the world means everything, and that is especially true if you wear contact lenses like I do. Your contacts don't just impact your vision. They affect your comfort, your eye health, and if you're tempted to reuse your daily contacts despite the risks, hey, you're not alone. I used to wear the ones that you would put in every 2 weeks, and I'm not going to lie, there was probably some stuff in those contacts that was going in my eye, and it wasn't good until I discovered Hubble, which has changed my life, because to be honest, you shouldn't have to choose between overpaying for lenses or risking damage through overwear. It used to be impossible to find a good pair of daily contact lenses that didn't leave you broke. Like, most contacts are actually overpriced because manufacturers control 95% of the market. But now, thanks to Hubble, you can get daily contacts at a price that you can afford. And now, for the best part, you can get started for just $1. So, high quality lenses at a more affordable price. 2 weeks of lenses for just $1. No stress or hassle to start a monthly subscription. It's easy to modify or cancel at any time. And it's eye care on autopilot. So you get a month's worth of daily lenses delivered to your door. You don't even have to do anything. And also, they have attention to detail. There's beautiful packaging. I really care about packaging. Excellent customer service. And they have a painless ordering process. So, guys, if you want daily contacts at a price that you can afford, visit HubbleContacts.com. Again, like I said, you'll get 2 weeks of daily lenses shipped straight to your door for just $1. That's 30 contacts for just $1 at HubbleContacts.com. And don't forget to select our show in the post-checkout survey.
All right, so you guys out there listening, this is going to be a week-by-week thing.
Okay, should we start next week?
Oh, no, I was planning on starting tomorrow. I already had your date one lined up.
Really?
Yeah.
Don't you think we should just let, you know, the people know through this podcast that comes out next week?
We're all running out of entertainment. It's time to give me a project.
She needs a project.
Okay, but tomorrow's my birthday. I don't want to go on a 15-minute date on my birthday. No,
you're right. Because my suitor number one, I told him that tomorrow was your birthday. So I was like, Tuesday is not the day, but Wednesday can be.
Okay, yeah, I can start Wednesday.
Okay, cool. Yes. All right.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
I don't get it, listeners. Send your photos. Send the photos of your eligible men to...
You can do it to me.
Do it to Lauren? Okay. Yeah. So what is it?
It's my last name and my first name at gmail.com. IkeandEddieLauren@gmail.com.
And then, like, don't go overboard with the description of the guy, okay? Like, give us his age, his occupation, a couple sentences about an Instagram. And then from there, we will figure out, we'll, like, contact him and get to know him a little bit better before setting him up with Naz. But please don't send paragraphs and paragraphs.
Okay, I really appreciate that, because you're going to vet them, right? Like, they're going to be good people at heart that, like, care about women and being in a relationship and, like, have a job.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's okay if they lost their job during this time.
Okay. Okay, that sounds great. But honestly, Lauren and I would we could like record ourselves vetting the guys each week.
I think you guys should, but then I can't watch out there in a montage.
Oh, I want to get like the pictures and hold them. It's like, okay, contestant number one. You know?
Oh, that would be
so fun.
What
do we all think?
We'll make a board.
My mom will have so much fun with this.
Oh my god, yes. I need Audrey to be on board because I know Audrey won't let me walk down the aisle to an ogre.
She won't. No way.
Okay. So fun, so good. We could also do
Wait, I have a question. Are they going to live in LA?
I think that I should make them LA based.
I guess to make it more realistic, but LA sucks.
What about New York? I feel like a lot of your guys could possibly be there.
I guess maybe we should open it up to New York. They're all staying at home. I mean, everyone's staying at home.
No, I'm going to make it people who are very relationship oriented. Like, I don't need anybody who's going to like ghost you for stupid reasons.
Right. And like career oriented as well, or somewhat ambitious.
Okay. Yes.
And funny.
Okay. Yes. Okay.
That's it.
All right. Okay. Wonderful.
Wait, this is going to be so fun.
Should we do it with Lizzie too? So that like, that way, like, so if we get really white guys, we'll send Lizzie's way.
Oh my God. Don't say it like that.
Really no, Anglo-Saxon?
What do you mean? I like white guys.
No, I mean, you like a little bit more of an ethnic type, and Lizzie likes more of a Kennedy type. And then we could have your episodes air 3 days a week, and then her episodes air three
Sorry,
days
guys,
a week.
Sorry, guys, tune in for the ethnic episodes.
Yeah, don't. What the hell, Ashley? No, I like white guys, too. I just don't like fratty guys.
Okay. Well, that's what I mean.
But yeah,
Lizzie
course.
Loves
do
the
Lizzie-
fratty guys.
Yeah, of course do, Lizzie. This is hilarious.
She's into it. Wow, guys, this has really become a great ramble. So what else we got here?
Okay, all right, what's the next question?
Thoughts on people deleting photos of their ex from their Instagram once they break up. Should people do that? Do you think it's immature? Should people keep those photos? I have very mixed feelings on this.
Yeah, well, how do you think?
I love this one. Like, you go first, obviously.
Yeah, I feel like it's so mean to just delete the pictures, but then also if you ever want to meet someone else, you've got to get rid of the pictures.
I just feel like as a single woman, like if I'm on your Instagram, and even if you haven't posted about them in a while, like even if they're sort of lower on your IG feed, I'm still wondering like, oh, does he still like her? You know, because
really?
He didn't delete this. But then I see what you're saying. It is like, if I was dating someone for a long time, it is kind of sad to just like erase
them
from your
life. Like
you
did have those memories of that person and you're just deleting them. I think it's kind of sad, but also I totally get it. I totally understand.
I personally don't think that I would delete. I think that if enough time goes by in the feed without there being another person, like without there being a significant other, like a single person can look at you and be like, okay, they dated, but they're not together anymore.
Right.
Yeah. I don't really know if I want to look at your ex immediately if I'm like checking you out too.
Yeah, well, it's tough. Yeah. You guys are obviously in relationships.
I know that.
Thinking like, God forbid anything, and it would never happen, but if it did, would you want them to delete or not delete?
I would want them not to delete.
I know that Jack deleted me off his like a month after we broke up.
Oh, really?
And I understand.
But didn't he not have much?
He had like 4 pictures total. But also, I never post on Instagram either, like on the feed of my boyfriends, because I don't want to have to deal with this fucking issue afterwards.
Right.
Hopefully, yeah. There wouldn't be an afterwards. But I also don't want people to be like, oh, she hasn't posted in 2 weeks. It's like, oh God, stop. You know.
Yeah. No, I agree. Wait, someone actually asked that they want details on your relationship, the ones you're willing to give, Lauren. Are you like
well,
ready
I kinda
to talk
did
about
that.
That? Yeah, I feel like you did already.
How do I cope with my breakup after it happened? It's not too personal. Why they decided to part ways? Okay, so this girl, I mean, I'm going to give her more advice, I guess. She's been dating a guy for a little over 2 years and feel like it's not working on her, but she doesn't want to hurt him, and even though he can be an asshole. So I think if you don't see a future, it's kind of like the wasting, you don't want to waste your time anymore. And also, we all know that, you know, you don't want to hurt the other person. And it took me a while to, you know, get the guts to do it, even knowing that they weren't, you know, he wasn't my person. So I think if once you have that inkling, you kind of got to go for it. And I waited a little too long, but I'm not going to get into the in-depth details of like why it happened and all of like all the dirt.
Right.
So yeah.
I totally have something we could talk about.
Wait, just to go off that last thing. Someone said, Lauren, how are you feeling these days? We never hear from you. How's work? How's living alone? How's the pup? And then I feel like we can move on.
Oh, okay. I'm feeling super. I feel great. I'm going to finish school during this quarantine, which is super weird. I'm taking classes. They're like streaming classes to our phones. So I'm almost done with school. I'm moving to Arlington, Virginia.
This is the weirdest thing
this
ever.
This is so sad.
And I'm gonna be like looking for salons around here. And Gergie is so amazing. Lame. Gergie's an angel. Okay, what do you want to talk about,
Lauren? Am I ever gonna see you ever again?
Well, this is why I don't talk about myself,
Lauren. This is bullshit.
This is literally why I can't say a thing.
And on tomorrow's episode of Lauren's Oopsie. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, exactly. Lauren's Oopsies. Lauren keeps everything to herself because she gets shamed for everything she says.
No, that's not true. But we can't just breeze this off. That would be so bizarre. I'm actually going to miss you so much. And you're obviously still going to do the podcast from there.
Obviously just will not accept that this is happening until the day that her bags are packed. So
it's going to be a while. I've got a lot of random shit in my apartment. I got to get out.
Damn.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right.
So this is what I was going to talk to you about, you guys. I wanted to let the entire I Don't Get It community know that 2 years ago we recorded a podcast where I had my grad school crush, Trevor Ault.
Oh, yeah.
Come on.
That was 2 years ago?
Yeah, it was 2 years ago because I was dating Kevin and we were being careful about like how open I was about my crush.
Right. I remember now. Oh my God. That episode is still one of the best.
It was definitely one of the best. And still, I haven't been that nervous since. What?
I know. I was so nervous. Like, I still can't believe Joe Travis was like, I liked you. I'm like, no, you didn't.
Hunter was supposed to be my guy.
Hunter was supposed to be Lauren's
guy.
Wait,
this is crazy.
But he said he felt uncomfortable coming on because I had a boyfriend.
Oh my God.
So how funny is that? He was supposed to marry a guy that I had a crush on that I never dated.
Damn, Lauren, you could have circumvented all the past 3 years if you would have just let us record.
He was so like respectful that he didn't want to, you know.
I remember that. Yeah. That's so funny.
That's
but
wild.
Yeah, we did. Naz and I did think, like, we were like, well, Kevin's not going to like this episode, but, like, I was like, I'm going to do it anyway.
Yeah, fuck it.
You guys, the point of the story is that Trevor Ault is now, he was the Washington correspondent for ABC, like, one of the main, like, correspondents for the network, and then he apparently just got transferred up to New York, so, like, now he's, like, in the number one market. Anyway, so we were watching the presidential press conference that he's been doing every single day yesterday, and all of a sudden, who's asking a question to the president? Trevor Ault.
So crazy. Weird. He looks so cute too.
Looking like a stud. Like, yeah.
He was like, Mr. President. And I was like,
I know. Damn.
And then he said, is that sad? He's like, are you being sarcastic? And then I was like, my grad school crush just asked the president if he was being sarcastic. Of course, the second that, like, I'm sitting next to Jared during this, and I go, it's Trevor! And then he, like, did not ask anything about Trevor. I think he just knew.
Yeah. Oh, my God. That's crazy. Yeah.
So all I got to say is, you guys, like, of course, I've always known what's good in life.
You guys, we'll post that video Trevor talking to the president in the Facebook group.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Post it so people can see how cute he is. Damn.
Yeah. And also, he has, like, a viral blooper reel on YouTube of him being the funny anchor.
Wait, really? Damn. Yes. Is he single? Rich. Can Trevor be in The Bachelor?
Can he be one of Nat's blind dates?
Maybe. He's in New York. He qualifies.
Ash, would be okay letting him go.
I would never recognize his voice.
Oh, that'd be fun.
But he has such a news anchor voice. Remember when he was
This is Trevor Ault reporting for Love is Blind featuring Naz Perez.
Oh, my God.
That's you, Ashley, in the studio.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of, like, that one video that I have. Because I'm pretty sure he's the one that closes out my pack. I don't
Fuck
know.
Yes.
He closes out your reel?
There's a package, like, from school that I watched a number of times that he is, like, closes it out. Like, I throw it back to him in the studio, and he's, of course, the anchor.
Oh, okay. My God.
This one.
The anchor to our hearts.
Okay. One of these questions is geared directly towards Naz, and is, have you thought about being on Love is Blind?
Didn't we talk about this last week?
I feel like I've said this the last three episodes.
Said this last week, and also we just started a show for you, so
everybody wants this, Naz.
Yeah.
What better timing? Okay, Ashley, there's a question for you.
Somebody asked how I experience my bloating and bunions.
Can you share your experiences with bloating as well as bunions? I've heard, Red, you say you experience both, but wondering if you've gotten any advice, tips, anyone else, anything else interesting. I suffer from both and bet I'm not alone in that. That's true.
Okay. So as far as the bloating goes, I have noticed that my intermittent fasting has really helped with the bloating, really, really. And I also take the digestive enzymes that Crystal Nielsen gave us after, like, my big meal of the day. And it's really, really helped. I haven't been really bloated. Okay, I lie. The last time I was really bloated was a couple days ago, and I had coffee yogurt. And
coffee bloats, and so does dairy.
Yeah, but it's, like, non-Greek yogurt. Like, you know, the really bad stuff is what makes me bloat really bad.
Yeah, yeah.
So my advice would be stay away from that. But to also get the digestive enzymes from is it called Gardens of Life?
Yeah, it's called Garden of Life is the brand. Yeah. I'm taking a different brand. But, yeah, digestibles. You should look into digestive enzymes for sure after meals.
Yeah, they're really good. So then as far as bunions, I mean, I was born with them. I don't know life without them. But I can tell you something I discovered recently. Zappos, the website, they have this really cool part of their search engine where you can search for extra wide shoes. So the only shoes that come up are ones that are, like, they come in wide sizes.
Wow.
Very good, Ashley.
Yeah.
I don't know much about bunions, but isn't there a surgery that some people get?
Yes. My mom had the surgery twice. Her feet are still ugly. And
oh my God.
And they're sure. If you, like, really want to wear high heels every day and you really want to be on crutches for 6 weeks and be in the most painful, unnecessary surgery of your life, sure, go get it. But for me, my bunions, one, don't hurt me unless I've been standing in heels for hours, where, like, every woman's feet hurt after heels for hours.
Right.
And then, like, they just don't bother me. So why would I go through that? And I don't know why my parents think it's so necessary for me to go through that when they don't affect my life at all.
Wait, your parents want you to get the bunion surgery?
They're so wacky. They want me to get the bunion surgery so bad.
Why? That's so weird.
I have no idea. It's like, look, moms didn't even turn out the first time. She had to go back and get them done.
Do they, like, grow? Does bunions, like, keep growing after you get a surgery?
They can grow. They can grow, but no. Well, the first doctor she had was really bad. But they can grow back. They can grow back too. That's, like, the other crazy thing of it.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
I never knew that they could grow back.
I'm pretty sure they grow back, right?
I don't know.
I think they do.
Well, anyways, she loves their bunions. It'd be nice forever not to look at them, but it's not a problem.
Lauren!
Yeah, thank you.
I'm kidding. I don't give a fuck.
Jared, I like your bunions, Ashley. I think it makes you relatable, and a lot of people have them.
Thanks.
And it makes you different.
Thank you. I was also going to say something else about bunions and...
Did you fart underneath the comforter?
No. Not at all.
Okay, continue.
Okay, this question's funny, which I actually want to ask you guys because I can't remember. Have we all ever gotten into, like, a big fight?
All of us into a big fight? No.
No.
Ashley speaks her mind a lot, so maybe there'll be little tiffs and stuff, but not, like...
Have we? We haven't, right? I feel like there's been arguments over, like... Just random stuff.
The answer to this is no, because like there's nothing we remember. Right. So obviously there has never been a big fight.
Yeah.
Someone else asked, thoughts on hooking up with someone from work. There's this guy at work and he keeps saying naughty things to me, but I'm not sure what to do. Would love to hear success stories.
So I'm sure there's 12 billion success stories out there.
Yeah, don't like 30% of people meet through work.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess my first question would be, are you farting through your mouth?
Ew,
guys, what's going on over there?
Sorry, Ashley's judging me. Give me my water. I brought that water up here.
Oh, I've been drinking it.
Okay. So I think go for it, but only if you're good with naughty talk. Also, can I just say that I don't understand dirty talk? I'm just like, don't get it.
You mean like where? Like in sex?
Yeah, in sex. Yeah.
Really? You don't say anything?
I like it. But
I
like,
what the fuck?
Wait, over there. And obviously, like, I don't know how dirty you're talking.
I don't know how to even make words when I have sex. Like, I don't want to say anything. Wait, Lauren, I don't believe you.
I feel like you're such a cool girl that you would, like, know exactly what to say.
Oh, of course I can't say anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
I don't know what to
possibly... I would never say anything.
Oh, wait, Ashley, you made it seem like it was... What do you mean? You like it when people say it to you?
Well, that would be Jared, yeah.
I mean, yeah, that's what I meant.
No, yeah. When people say to me, that's fine, but then I just don't know what to say in return.
Okay, but I don't really know if I even know what dirty talk is, because like what I think is like very mild. I think it would be like kind of whatever. I like just a little vocalization.
Yeah, dirty talk isn't telling them what to do.
No, I know that.
No, kind of like I farted then.
Oh,
I did.
Okay.
Yeah. One would be like, for example,
This is fantastic.
This is incredible content. We're killing this.
Yeah. Like, oh, you're a bad girl. Do you like that?
Oh, fuck no. That made me feel so weird.
No, Lauren, what would you say if you had the balls to do it? Yeah, not like what a guy would say to you.
I have nothing. It's blank up there. I have nothing. I don't know.
Oh, I like a good fuck.
Yeah,
feel good.
Yeah, like a one word sort of situation, not like a novel.
Like saying saying to F me. You mean?
Yeah. That's fine, but I don't want like a what do you want me to do to you thing.
And I'm gonna
just please insert your penis in my vagina hole.
Yeah, like I never say like you naughty boy or anything like that. I never call them daddy. Like if that's what we're referring to.
Never say daddy. That's still so weird, so disturbing to me. But, wait, Naz, what do you say?
Well, I feel like I whisper things. It's not like this big thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't think of it right now. And even if I could, I think I'd be too embarrassed to say. I'm like blushing. I'm like smiling and blushing right now. Like I don't think I could ever say it.
Yeah,
but I will say that I am a different woman in that circumstance.
I almost want to see it.
I'm a very sexual person. I'm a double fire sign.
Oh, okay. You're fucked.
Yeah,
I feel like
I thrive in the bedroom.
Wouldn't feel weird watching Naz have sex.
Yeah,
is that weird?
No, I wouldn't either.
Because I do probably feel like I think that you are one of my sexier friends.
Oh my god, that's so nice.
That is a really great compliment.
But isn't that true?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, like I don't like thinking about you doesn't make me feel grossed out. But like how many friends can you really say that about?
Ashley, like do you ever stop and like listen to the lines that come out of your mouth?
I try not to because then I know I'd be less in entertaining.
I think you're actually the funniest person. On this podcast alone, you said watching you have sex wouldn't gross me out and just read a book while watching Legends of the Fall.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
I normally find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting, but Skims has changed that. You know I love Skims underwear, so I finally tried their bras, and Skims has delivered again. Skims bras are worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give, but what I wasn't expecting was how comfortable they are too. I've tried so many bras in the past, and the main issue that I have is that they weren't supportive enough, to the point where they felt slouchy. I love my Skims wireless form bra because it's so comfortable and supportive. The older I get, the more I care about actually being comfortable in what I wear every day. And with my wireless form bra, I no longer have to sacrifice my comfort for the support I need. Shop Skims bras at skims.com, now available in 62 sizes, 30A to 46H. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $75. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on Auto Trader. They're really good at numbers. Auto Trader.
So yeah, I don't know how we can. Oh yeah, the guy at work. Yeah, I want to know what this guy's saying, but also give it a shot. Duh, like why not?
Yeah.
What if he's your person?
If he's not in a relationship, I would
100%. I love he's talking dirty, like, at
that's
work.
That's what I'm saying.
He doesn't sound like a person.
Right, yeah, that sounds gross to me.
Yeah, if you like him, then go for it. But if he's just talking dirty, then I don't know.
Okay, so when I'm, like, out and about, like, if I have, like, a regular work day, I don't have that much BO. If I sit around in my sweats all day, yeah. I have so much BO.
I'm stinky. You guys have BO just sitting around?
Yeah, Ashley stinks right now.
And
guys.
I took a bath or I took a shower last
night. It's your bra.
But is it your hair or is it your sweater maybe?
It's not the bra, Lauren.
I'm telling you, whenever I wear the Victoria's Secret bras,
it's not even a Victoria's Secret bra.
Water inserts.
It's not a Victoria's Secret bra. I haven't had that water bra in the longest time.
I think it could be a bra. I feel like women never wash their bras.
Okay, you guys, I know blatantly it's coming from my armpits.
Well, you gotta fix that.
You don't put deodorant on.
Yeah, I know.
Do you put deodorant on at home?
She doesn't. No, not. I mean, not when, not if I'm here.
Really?
Oh, I wonder if we just cracked the code on that. She smells, wow. But she doesn't put deodorant on.
Next week on BuzzFeed's Unsolved. You guys, is this weird? I've realized like how OCD I am. First of all, I put deodorant on like every morning. I try not to do it at night before I go to bed, but it's a reflex, yeah. Just because I know our pores are open and, you know, obviously you should have like natural deodorant always. But I was just recently going to order my perfume because I ran out, but I was like, what am I doing? I'm not like going out for the foreseeable future, but I want it just to like smell me. Is that
that's fine.
That's so fine. Like wasteful though. It's I would use a whole other bottle on this next month and no one would smell it but me, but like I want it to smell good.
It's very important. I've never wanted to put makeup on more than I do during these quarantine hours, which is so weird.
It's so true. I actually, you might roll your eyes.
Because
like,
people don't want to do it because they're not, because if they're told not to do it, then they want to do it.
Yeah. Like, now I want to go out. What?
Now we want to, now we've become the outdoor women instead of indoor girls.
Yeah.
Indoor no, but I was going to say, once it hits 11:30, I will put jeans on just to feel like a human. Like I'll put clothes on during the day and just to not be in pajamas all day because I don't know. It makes me feel unproductive.
I'm sure many other people are with you there because I would see, I've just been laying in bed nonstop and I would like to feel something different.
I just saw a meme that's perfectly Naz there. It said, to you people wearing jeans while quarantined, what are you... It says, what are you trying to prove to us?
it's, that you're better than us.
No,
huh?
No, it's mental. I was just talking about this with a friend, and obviously I don't want to like go into too much about this topic, but I think there are two different kinds of people during this time in the world, and I think both are okay. It's like if you want to just like relax and like watch TV or like do whatever you want to do and be in sweats all the time, obviously that's fine. I feel like I'm just like so hyperactive and like I like to do stuff that I, you know, like I have a schedule, like I'll meditate then I'll journal and then I'll put my jeans on, I'll get work done, then I'll change. I don't know. I feel like I have to feel like I'm still living.
Well, if there's anyone out in the world that would do that, it's you.
Yeah, but is that so gross? Or am I gross? Is that like so bad?
No. Because Jared and I have pretty much done the exact same thing. Like, I haven't put jeans on, but I put makeup on a couple times last week to film stuff.
Oh, yeah, for that insane video.
I've been doing certain things. I've been doing certain things where I'm not just lying. I honestly am not even, like, hitting the couch fully until, like, night sundown.
Yeah, same.
But the thing is, I don't remember.
I highlighted my own hair this week.
Wait, did you highlight Hunter's hair? Can we go back to that for a sec?
No, not yet. I'm going to this week. I'm going to balayage it. I'm not going to get hit the roots or anything.
Oh, do guys get highlights? Is that like a thing?
Still? Oh yeah.
Really?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a thing, but they're like blended. They're like, you know, for those like Instagram fuckboys.
Ashley, fuckboys. Ashley, if Jared got highlights, would you approve?
No. Just no. Wait, what was I going to say about jeans? Oh, yeah. I had a friend who, like, on test days, she needed to wear jeans to class.
Oh, yeah, to be alert.
Yeah. They make you guys know I hate jeans, but they make you alert as fuck. I feel like it puts me in work mode.
Yeah, but it also puts you in, like, uncomfortable mode.
No, but it's not, like, a long time. Like, I'll do it just to, like, I don't know, when I'm, like, working at my computer. Actually, I'm lying, because when I've been recording for the ketchup on Rotten Tomatoes, I have, like, my makeup on and a cute top on and then sweatpants.
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
I don't know. Crazy, man.
Oh, all right.
Well, anything else over there?
No, that was our Q&A episode for now.
Okay, great.
Wow, we got a lot of cues left for next week.
I'm so excited to do this reality show, Naz. We'll be working on it night and day.
Ikenettylauren@gmail.com.
And submit your guys.
Oh, my
preferably,
God.
Preferably funny.
Yes, funny.
Any other musts?
Nice smile. Like, I love a good smile. Obviously, someone that's tall, but that's not a deal breaker. Someone that's
definitely
like,
not a deal breaker for you. So I'm not even going to.
All right, Larry David.
You just reminded me I have to watch the season finale of Curbo, saving that for tonight. All right. Will you guys watch Tiger King?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Text me after you watch it. I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening to us. And we hope you're all doing okay, and we love you.
Love you guys. Bye.
Bye.
I don't get it. Podcast.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.